Stacy J went to the American Idol audition. Simon said you suck, and Randy said you suck. Paula said you got potential to be alright. She took a long train back home that night. Camden, New Jersey. But home wasn't what Stacy J auditioned for, so she moved to Fort Greene at the age of 19. She said, I'd rather be miserable than just alright. She made her way to the open mic. The bartender and me were the only ones listening. She played songs for lovers, I think both of them were covers. The sullen hipsters thought that she was just alright. She said, I'm gonna drink a lot tonight. That's what she did. So I bought her a whiskey and I bought me a beer. I said, you sounded good, like she knew I would. But she didn't say anything, just sipped her drink until I fucked her senseless on the restroom sink. It was awesome. I woke the next day and knew that I was in love. Can't remember what we said as we lay in bed, but we watched shitty movies and we ordered Chinese. She never said thanks and she never said please. And I like that. Well, 6 months passed, they went just like that. Stacy moved in and we lived in sin. But now and then I see her look into a far off place. Some things in your mind you just can't erase. Like Simon Cowell ripping out your bleeding heart. So when Stacy J broke the news, I could see it coming. She said she had a dream and I had to know what that means. So I drove her to the airport and I wished her luck. She said one day you'll find someone else to fuck. Oh God, I hope so. Well, Stacy J was right and it didn't take long. And it didn't take much, so I didn't hold a grudge. But I learned a good lesson, which is when you go fishing, it's best to stay away from a beautiful musician. And the ugly ones too. But me and the new girl were doing pretty good. At least she never turns her face to a far off place. She likes to watch shitty movies and to order Chinese. But she sometimes says thanks and she sometimes says please. And that's alright. Well, I was writing this song when I received a letter. It was Stacy J writing out from LA. She said, I hope you found someone but still think of me. And guess who you're gonna see on TV? She meant herself. So Stacy J went back to the American Idol audition. Simon said, you suck. But Paula said, you're great. Randy said, I like your choice of song, you sound alright. He held her fate in the balance on that fateful night.